Random House Audio presents The Cry of the Halidon by Robert Ludlum. Read for you by Stephen Hoy. 1. Port Antonio, London. Chapter 1. Port Antonio, Jamaica. The white sheet of ocean spray burst up from the coral rock and appeared suspended, the pitch-blue waters of the Caribbean serving as a backdrop. The spray cascaded forward and downward and asserted itself over thousands of tiny, sharp, ragged crevices that were the coral overlay. It became ocean again, at one with its source. Timothy Durrell walked out on the far edge of the huge, free-form pool deck, imposed over the surrounding coral, and watched the increasing combat between water and rock. This isolated section of the Jamaican north coast was a compromise between man and natural phenomenon. Trident villas were built on top of a coral sheet, surrounded by it on three sides, with a single drive that led to the roads in front. The villas were miniature replicas of their names, guest houses that fronted the sea and the fields of coral. Each an entity in itself, each isolated from the others, as the entire resort complex was isolated from the adjoining territory of Port Antonio. Durrell was the young English manager of Trident Villas, a graduate of London's College of Hotel Management, with a series of letters after his name indicating more knowledge and experience than his youthful appearance would seem to support. But Durrell was good. He knew it. The Trident's owners knew it. He never stopped looking for the unexpected. That, along with